Congress has been gridlocked over taxes and whether the Bush-era cuts should be extended. But voters in Georgia are going to the polls today to vote on a proposed tax increase to break gridlock.
285 eastbound slows almost to Riverside Drive, and then you'll see a tap of the brakes before Georgia 400.
That traffic report from WSB Radio in Atlanta this morning. If passed today, a proposed 1% sales tax increase, going by the acronym TSPLOST, would raise $8 billion to build or fix infrastructure. Millions have been spent campaigning for and against the measure. Tea Party activists and some African American leaders and environmentalists are opposed, and supporters include unlikely allies like Republican Governor Nathan Deal and Atlanta's Democratic Mayor Kasim Reed. Let's start here today with Jim Tharp, Georgia PolitiFact editor for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And Jim, this caught our eye because, wow, people going to the polls to vote on a possible tax increase. That's pretty much unheard of today.
In this economy, it is indeed, especially in this area. This is a Republican-dominated state, and you've got the political leadership in this state asking voters to increase taxes on themselves.
Okay, and remind us why. How bad does the traffic get?
Traffic is horrible here. We're one of the worst congested cities or metro areas in the country. My commute can be anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour, and I only live about 12 miles from my workplace.
Okay, so now these counties are being asked to vote on this 1% tax. It's also being called the penny tax because it's a penny on a dollar. How would it work? What is the proposal?
Money would be collected for a 10-year period. On the roadside, it would be 367 new lanes, 2 new interstate exchanges, 8 expanded interstate exchanges, 29 new miles of passenger train track, and 524 new miles of bus routes and commuter rail routes.
So tell us what some of the debates are. I mean, some of the traditional debates when there's questions about building new infrastructure, people who live in outlying areas say, I don't want to pay, I don't use that. Officials in the urban areas say, yes, you do use it. You cross county lines all the time. Is that one part of the debate there?
It breaks down like this, kind of. The supporters say the tax is crucial to the region's future. Business leaders say companies won't come here unless we improve our infrastructure. Opponents say traffic is horrible here, but this plan is wrong-headed. It won't work. Further breakdowns go like this. The Sierra Club opposes the plan because they say it doesn't have enough hard rail, that the commuter transport in this thing is bus routes primarily, and those can be canceled. They can be eliminated. The DeKalb County NAACP has come at an opposition to it. They say that it doesn't serve communities of African Americans adequately. The Tea Party is against it because they just think the plan is wrong-headed. They think it will raise a lot of money that will be used in bad ways.
You mentioned the minority community and the local NAACP coming out against the project. They say that in 72, they began paying a 1% tax, which was supposed to, you know, build things for their area south of the city, but they never got the rail line that they were promised, and they're only being promised buses now. And they say, you know, we want a rail line.
That's right. They say this will not adequately serve the black community. You've also got another problem. There's a road here called 400 that runs up into the northern Atlanta affluent areas. They were supposed to take the toll off of that road last year. They didn't do it. A lot of people say, you lied to us on 400. You lied to us in 72. Why should we vote for you now?
And tell us more about what some of these allies now, like your Republican governor and your Democratic mayor there in Atlanta, tell us more about what they're saying in favor of it.
Atlanta, like a lot of communities, has had kind of a hard time over the last few years in the economic downturn. And these guys are coming out saying, hey, look, we don't exist in a vacuum. We have to compete against Dallas. We have to compete against Charlotte. We have to compete against communities all over the country that are getting together and doing something about their traffic woes. We've got to get together here no matter what our political differences.
Well, we know people there in Georgia are also voting today on congressional races. But how big is this issue? Is this going to propel people to the polls?
Yeah, I don't know what day it is where you're at, but in Atlanta, it's TSPLOST Tuesday. This is the issue here. It's TSPLOST Tuesday in Atlanta.
TSPLOST standing for?
Transportation Special Local Option Sales Tax. A real mouthful.
Yeah. Jim Tharp, a Georgia PolitiFact editor for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, telling us about the ballot measure in Georgia that would increase sales tax by a penny on a dollar in order to build infrastructure. Jim, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.